Utah's congressional delegation explains their vote on the fiscal cliff deal. The Utah Domestic Violence Council makes an effort to raise awareness, and the Jordan School District cancels another high school play. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Thursday, January 3rd. I'm Brian Grimmett. The U.S. House of Representatives passed legislation to help avert the fiscal cliff late Tuesday night that includes extending Bush-era tax cuts for the middle class. But for most of Utah's congressional delegation, the deal wasn't good enough to earn their support. The deal reached in Congress provides tax relief for the middle class by extending the Bush-era income tax cuts for individuals who make less than $400,000. But it's what the deal doesn't do that has most of Utah's congressional delegation upset. Democratic Representative Jim Matheson joined his Republican colleagues Jason Chaffetz and Rob Bishop in voting against the measure. He says the bill didn't do enough to cut spending.
The best opportunity is when everything is on the table. And the fact that some issues were dealt with in this bill and others weren't, I think, reduces the opportunity for the ultimate grand bargain that most of us would like to see happen.
The only member of Utah's congressional delegation to support the bill was Senator Orrin Hatch. On Wednesday, Hatch wasn't available for an interview, but he said in a statement he reluctantly supported the measure to make sure most Utahns wouldn't see a tax hike. Utah's junior senator, Republican Mike Lee, was much less positive about the fiscal cliff deal. He tweeted this morning that everything about it was a failure. The Utah Domestic Violence Council issued its annual report yesterday detailing this past year's domestic violence-related deaths in Utah. Organizers say its purpose is to remember the victims and garner support to stop the violence. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Tanya Lemus could have been the victim of a domestic violence homicide. She escaped her abusive relationship 25 years ago and gathered the courage to speak about her ordeal publicly for the first time at this gathering. Lemus says she traveled to Mountain West looking for a safe haven when she could have used resources that were available at home.
I could have had shelter at the YWCA or South Valley Sanctuary. I could have had a whole new life with some housing help. I could have had so many things that were available to me to make the transition so much easier.
Today, Lemus works with the Utah Domestic Violence Council to get the word out about the resources available. Peg Coleman is executive director of the Utah Domestic Violence Council. She says this past year, her organization's statewide domestic violence hotline received an increasing number of calls.
The brutality is increasing, the lengths that people go to torment. I'm glad that the people are calling now. I want them to call when it's first a little bad feeling in their gut, as opposed to when it's a physical assault.
Coleman says her organization will be working this year to convince state lawmakers that domestic violence resources should be a priority. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
Students at Harriman High School have been working since September on a production of All Shook Up, the Broadway musical featuring Elvis Presley songs. But the Salt Lake Tribune reports they've now been told their play violates district policy and they won't be allowed to present it. The Jordan School Board revised its policy on school plays last summer after the Utah Eagle Forum criticized a performance of Dead Man Walking at Bingham High School. The Utah Climate Center at Utah State University predicted the current inversion trapping air in Utah's urban valleys. The Salt Lake Tribune reports the Climate Center's scientists published a paper on their methods about 2 years ago as part of a series that links climate patterns far away to events in Utah. 2 weeks ago, the team's modeling predicted an inversion for the Wasatch Front would begin a few days before New Year's and extend to the middle of next week. While the polluted air outside Utah homes this week can cause health problems, the air seeping into many basements in the state poses a different risk. Governor Gary Herbert has declared this January Radon Action Month. He's urging Utah residents to get their homes tested for radon. It's a radioactive gas that occurs naturally in the soil and poses a risk of lung cancer. Kristen Kaiser of the State Division of Radiation Control says about one-third of homes tested in Utah have elevated levels of radon. There were 49 homicides in Utah in 2012. That gives Utah one of the lowest murder rates in the country. There were 52 homicides the year before and 45 in 2010. FBI crime reports show that Utah's murder rate has been among the lowest in the country for years. Flames didn't cause much damage Tuesday night when a fire broke out at the Costco store in Lehigh. The Deseret News reports smoke caused a lot more, about $2 million worth. Sprinklers had already put out the flames when firefighters showed up, but the smoke remained trapped inside. The store plans to be open again tomorrow. Governor Gary Herbert has appointed Jeffrey Wilcox as a judge in the 5th District, which includes the southwestern corner of Utah. Wilcox has been practicing law in St. George since his graduation from law school at BYU. Federal authorities say a man arrested for selling spice out of his two smoke shops in the Salt Lake area has ties to the Iraqi mafia. Federal court documents show Adel Al-Mukahel is charged with selling illegal drugs and money laundering. The DEA says that Al-Mukahel is directly involved with a high-ranking member of the Iraqi mafia who handles money laundering from drug sales. A 4-day trial is scheduled to begin on March 5th. Utah Jazz point guard Mo Williams will have surgery on his right thumb and he'll miss at least 6 weeks of playing time this season. Williams is in his 10th season in the NBA. He's appeared in 24 games this season and averaged 12.9 points and 6.7 assists per game. And finally, University of Utah defensive end Joe Kruger won't be back for his senior season. Instead, he'll enter the NFL draft. He's a 6'7", 280-pound junior who played alongside his older brother Dave. Dave started all 4 years at defensive tackle. Joe played in 37 of 38 games for the Utes from 2010 to 2012 with 14 starts. He led Utah with 6 sacks this season and had 8 tackles for loss. The oldest Kruger brother, Paul, plays linebacker for the Baltimore Ravens. And that is your KUER News Pod for Thursday, January 3rd. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.